German Chancellor Angela Merkel visits President Trump at the White House later this week. The two leaders have many differences, one of the biggest being on immigration. Merkel has welcomed more than 1 million refugees, many of them Syrians, to Germany over the past 2 years. Trump has called that policy catastrophic. And as NPR's John Itzi reports, integrating refugees into German society has become a challenge for Merkel as she seeks re-election.
When the wave of refugees first surged into Germany, there was lots of talk that they might be the answer to the country's declining population and big worker shortage. But the mood soured after the assaults by male refugees on women during New Year's Eve celebrations just over a year ago. It darkened further following the attack on a Berlin Christmas market by a Tunisian refugee 3 months ago. That's raised even more hurdles for 27-year-old Akhlaq Hussein. A math teacher in his former life, he fled to Germany from Pakistan after he and his school received threats of kidnapping and death from the Taliban.
They demand some money. If we pay monies, then children will be free. If we don't pay monies, they kill the people and children, and they cut head, you know, they say Allahu Akbar.
But a year and a half after a harrowing journey, much of it on foot, crossing mountainous borders and being beaten by police, Hussein is stuck in refugee housing in Neuss, a German town across the Rhine River from Dusseldorf. Hussein says he's been treated well here, but he's frustrated. He's spent more than a year and a half waiting just to get an asylum interview. In the meantime, there's not much to do but chores like vacuuming the carpet.
Every day we clean our rooms, yeah. Problem is kitchen, toilets is a big problem.
Actually, Hussein's big problem is that he's Pakistani. Germany doesn't recognize Pakistan as a country dangerous enough for its citizens to automatically receive asylum. As a result, few social services are available to him. Some local volunteers like Ilona Valaro have been providing some aid.
I try to help with all the papers. In Germany are a lot of papers. They are waiting for such a long time. There's no structure in the day. They're waiting for German lessons. They're waiting for permission to stay and permission to work.
Recently, the volunteers have managed to get temporary jobs for a few refugees, including work at a garden center for Hussein. It will help him pass the time while he awaits an asylum decision, but the odds are not good. During the past 2 years, fewer than 10% of Pakistanis seeking asylum in Germany were successful.
Okay. Wir wollten heute ein bisschen über verschiedene Jobmöglichkeiten sprechen.
30 miles up the Rhine River in Cologne, refugees, most of them Syrians, are absorbing information about German laws and customs at an integration center. Karim Kayal is a counselor here. He says the key to success for refugees is learning German.
There is no integration without language, and this is something refugees would tell you again and again. We know that language is the number one requirement we need. So speaking efficient German means having arrived in Germany.
And there's a lot at stake, says Kayal. He points to Germany's experience with Turkish guest workers studying in the 1960s. They were not well integrated into German society, and there continues to be alienation in that community that now numbers 3 million.
And the danger is very real that if we don't take care now, we're going to have a larger group of alienated young men. Men who are angry, who are bitter, who are both distant to their country of origin and distant to their new home country, and who are going to, of course, have radical ideas.
33-year-old Ibrahim Habib, a refugee from Syria, appears to be well on his way to successful integration. He's here at the center today meeting with Kayal. In Damascus, Habib designed and cut clothing. He says that job is out of reach in Germany, so he wants to be a bicycle mechanic. Like nearly all Syrian refugees, Habib has been granted asylum. That makes him eligible for government support while he learns German and gets job training. Habib says Germany is home now.
He says he wants to be a German in the future, but the past life is gone, and seeing the respect that you got from the German society only means that you have to give this respect back and want to be part of this society, not go back to your Syrian past.
But with language and integration courses, plus an apprenticeship, it could still be years before Habib is fully employed. Christoph Müller, until recently chief spokesman for the German Employment Agency, estimates it could take 6 years for Germany to fully integrate this wave of refugees into the workforce.
It's a long journey, and it's going to be an expensive journey. But in the end, for society, these costs are actually justified, because the costs in not doing anything will be much higher.
In the last year, just over 40,000 refugees found jobs in Germany. Meanwhile, close to 500,000 are seeking employment, but they need language and vocational training first. Yep. Solomon Idego is one refugee who has found a job. Idego works 20 hours a week at a huge Deutsche Post DHL facility in Duisburg. He makes about $12 an hour moving big yellow boxes of mail onto metal racks for delivery. Idego, who's 31, easily gained asylum in Germany after escaping from Eritrea. It has one of the most repressive governments in the world. He was about to enter university there when he was forced to join the army. He fled, leaving his wife behind. Idego says it's been very difficult, but going home is not an option.
When I go, they kill me. It is very hard.
Idego learned enough German to get an internship. He impressed Georg Czakowski, the plant manager here, who gave him a six-month contract.
The goal is to take him for a long, long time, because he has shown us that he works good, and that's the test.
Some Germans are skeptical about the usefulness of low-skill refugee workers, but Christoph Erhard, a Deutsche Post DHL vice president, says they're valuable, especially at companies like his that have lots of blue-collar jobs. And he says the refugees have demonstrated they're motivated and engaged.
Because what they had to do in order to leave their country and come to a different place needed a lot of, quote-unquote, entrepreneurship and willingness to run risks.
Deutsche Post DHL is a leading corporate employer of refugees, but so far it has fewer than 300 on the payroll. For integration to be successful, big German firms will have to do better. And Erhard says the country can't afford to fail.
And I think the world is watching us. I have to put it the other way. I think there is no alternative than finding a solution, because if we don't find a solution as one of the richest countries on the planet, who else should?
Back where we started, at the refugee barracks in Neuss, another Pakistani, Gamal Hussein, is waiting for his asylum decision. He fled Pakistan more than 2 years ago after the Taliban threatened to kill him for administering polio vaccine. He left behind a pregnant wife. Gamal is frustrated. He has little to occupy his time, and he knows that's dangerous.
If you're alone here and you have no activities right now, you will be negative. You would be fighting with someone, or maybe you do something bad.
Germans are worried about that too. Frustrated young men who might turn to crime or even terrorism. It's fueled a rise in support for the Nationalist Alternative for Germany party, which is threatening Angela Merkel's bid for re-election. There's no doubt, integrating refugees into German society is a high-stakes project. John Itzty, NPR News, Düsseldorf.